Now, we're going to get to our next section of this here.
And we're going to discuss black men and fatherhood. Reclaiming the narrative of black fatherhood. Fellas, what you think?
I think personally that it's a stage definitely for us to claim back. Because I think that in today's time, especially with our age bracket, we have a lot of black men that grew up in single households, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, that and men who just did not have or take those right steps, you know, because you didn't have the right examples. For yourself, for example, AJ, you grew up in a household with 10 siblings, yeah, but you actually grew up in a household with 12 people because unlike many black families, you grew up with your mother and your father in the same household. Your mother and father are still together.
Yes.
You know, it's Pastor Johnson, AJ Johnson, yeah, Big Dog. Senior. Yes. You know, and Dorothy Johnson. We cannot forget her, the First Lady.
So we got a couple of discussions with topics we want to talk about, everyone. And one of them is going to be the current view of black fathers. So what y'all intake on that?
Yeah, so my question is, so we want to change the narrative. So what is the narrative right now?
Well, a lot of them say, hey, black fathers, they don't have time for their kids, mm-hmm, or they, you know what I'm saying, too busy, or mm-hmm, they working all the time, or they always angry.
Or not there at all.
Not there at all.
Right. And you and me, like you, I grew up in a household, mom, dad, brother, sister, and it was a great situation. And my part of my view of it is that I want to share my upbringing with other people who may be in the situation where they're at a crossroads and say, okay, hey, do I follow in these footsteps and say, I'm going to be in a household with mom, dad, and raise our kids? Or do I want to be a lone wolf and just, you know, do my own thing and not marry the young lady and not do so on and so forth? So I try to share my experience in saying that I grew up in a household with both my parents are still married, been married 30 plus years, and it was a wonderful situation. And hopefully others are following that in that footstep.
Do you blame me? Do y'all fellas think that the way the technology and how the way the world was move, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the fatherhood.
Well, it's one way to put it short. It's about being present. This is the time for us to just be present in our kids' life because it goes back. It's a present tense, and it goes back even before our time. Before our time, our fathers, our grandfathers, and even great-grandfathers, they had to deal with social issues such as racism.
Yeah.
And back then, they taught their sons the do's and the don'ts, you know, how to maneuver around society. Yeah. And in today's time, that's what we need. We have to be present for our kids. We have to be present for our young black prince, yeah, to become kings.
Yeah.
You know, they have to have an example, and we have to be that example. Mm-hmm. So with everything that's going on in today's society, with a lot of the killings and things like that, police brutality and things of that such, I think that it's very, very important that we're there for them. I think we should be there for them to guide them through other issues as well. You know, how to be a man, how to treat a woman,
yeah,
as they grow up, social issues that they will go through in school, you know. When it comes times to be in and they go to college or if they go to the military, things of that nature, you know, when they get their first home and they have their family and it's time for them to ignite and be the king, yeah, you know, the king of of their own kingdom.
It's
just something that we have to instill in them because if we're not present, we're not giving them a fighting chance, and that's a chance that they definitely need because if they fail, guess who else failed? You did, you know? You failed as a father. You failed as a leader. You failed as that example for our future.
Yeah. And I say the purpose of fatherhood is to promote the inner growth and strength of, you know what I'm saying, our generation. Because back then, fathers, you know what I'm saying, the mom was always at home with a picket fence, you know what I'm saying, and take care of the kids. But we as fathers, we got juggled, you know what I'm saying, different issues. And then you probably had the mother working too. So, you know, it's the fatherhood coming along with all of it, you know what I'm saying?
And I agree with that, because as a man, and if you have a good woman behind you and you understand that process, you know, that woman is, technically speaking, is always stronger, believe it or not. And she's the nurture. Yeah, it's a give take on it. You know, she got to be strong enough to let that man lead.
Exactly.
And he has to be wise enough to know when to fall back and let her strong points come out.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a team effort.
Communication
and the whole nine. That all accounts for the one, which is, okay, moving forward as a unit.